Zuma Radio, Toronto hip hop and rap legend Maestro Fresh West will be inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame this Sunday at the Junos. This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. The 53rd Juno Awards in Halifax this weekend, celebrating the best in Canadian music and hosted by singer-songwriter superstar Nelly Furtado. Our special guest is the president and CEO of the Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, the Juno Awards and Music Counts, Busy Guy, Alan Reid. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Great to be back.
I love that the Junos has something for everyone, recognizing new and seasoned artists and paying tribute to some of the greatest musicians of all time, including Gordon Lightfoot and Robbie Robertson. Tell us about those tributes.
Yeah, look, it's unfortunate these things happen, the in memoriam tributes we do. It's been a significant year of loss for us, you know, along with both Gordon and Robbie. We also lost another Hall of Famer in Miles Goodwin from April Wine.
Right.
So it's a point in life that's going to happen to everybody, but we want to make sure that we honor our Hall of Famers. And, you know, I think when Gordon passed away last year, there was obviously, I think we all felt just an outpouring from this country. And so even though it was a little while ago, we felt this is the right moment to make sure we recognize him and his contributions, as well as Robbie's on the broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gordon's been gone almost a year. In some ways it feels like days, and then other times it feels like longer than that, right? But it'll be a year in May. Talk to us about Maestro Fresh West. We just played him and his incredible influence in the music industry.
Yeah, you know what? The godfather of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Wes was, interesting enough, so he, before there was a rap category that even existed, he won Best Dance Recording. Then, the following year, Karis created the first rap recording, and he was the very first person to win that. So he's made history twice here. He's the first rapper ever to win the award, and he's also the first hip-hopper to ever go into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, which is amazing. So incredible, just hearing you say that. I mean, and also, so strange that it's taken this long to have that happen.
You know, it's like the lineup of artists available to go into the Hall of Fame is extraordinary. We actually started a new event a couple of years ago, the Hall of Fame ceremony, which happens at the National Music Center, which is where the physical Hall of Fame exists in Calgary. We now induct 5 artists a year. It used to only be 1 a year. And so there's like 50-plus artists waiting to go into the Hall of Fame.
Wow. Wow, that says a lot about our music, right, and the quality of the music that we're producing here in this country. Our playlist here at Zoomer Radio was really showcased at this year's Junos with nominees, Shania for Artist of the Year, Pop Album of the Year, Amanda Marshall for Adult Contemporary Album of the Year, Nelly Furtado for Dance Recording of the Year. Love that song. These Canadian women artists, all three are comeback queens.
Oh, you know what? Absolutely. And it's, well, first I'll just say Amanda Marshall, it's been literally decades for her to put music out, and I'm so happy to see her getting nominated and recognized for her record and Adult Contemporary Album of the Year. But I will say Nelly Furtado, when we started talking about having Nelly back on the show, she's just exploded back into the marketplace. She as well. She took some time off, had a couple of children, and it was her daughter and some friends who really were like, you got to get back out there. And then Drake actually was the one in Toronto, invited her up on stage at an event in Toronto last year before OVO. And it sort of, she got such an amazing response. So she started making music again. And we are so excited to have her host. She is just on fire right now.
Yeah,
she's everywhere.
Yeah, she is everywhere. And I love that she's doing house music. I just think it's perfect fit for her.
Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, I haven't heard the new album yet, but I know the new music's going to be coming sometime soon. Yeah. But I can't wait to hear what Nelly's got in store for all of us.
Yeah, and this Sunday as host of the show, too. She'll be fabulous. And tell us about the current Canadian music scene. There is really so much to celebrate. And about the younger artists that are coming up, Alan. Tell us about them.
Yeah, it's interesting. The way the Karis works is we have artists submit their material into be consideration. We had the most submissions in our history, and it has just been growing and growing and growing. And so many artists are putting music out independently. They're doing their own thing. Again, the labels are also signing. The tour market has exploded again back post-pandemic, which is great to see. But there's an opportunity for artists to make music inexpensively now. They can do it at home, they can do it on computers, and they want to be recognized for it. And, you know, TikTok has been a game changer in basically the exploration and creation of music or discovery of music. So you've got so many young artists who are not going the traditional routes necessarily, but they're finding their audience. They're finding audience globally as well, and they're getting their music out there. And for us, they want to be recognized. They want their music to be heard and seen by the general public, and Karis and the Junos to help do that.
I love that. Alan Reid, President and CEO of the Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Science, Karis, the Juno Awards and Music Counts. Have a great time this weekend, Alan. I know you're in Halifax right now, aren't you?
We are. It's been beautiful out here. Sunny and 8 degrees, but I hear there's some snow coming to Toronto today.
Okay, forget it. Who cares about Toronto? You enjoy Halifax, and we'll be watching on Sunday. Thanks again.
Cheers.
And let's check the drive-in.